Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with Brad Johnson, wrapping up our conversation on beef marbling after this.
Well, neighbor, you're ready to trade your tired tractor? Check out the great deals on new John Deere utility tractors. Choose a 5E limited series with standard power reversal transmission and get 0% financing for 60 months. Or save big on a 6D series with 0% financing for 48 months. Either way, you win. So stop by your John Deere dealer today and check them out. Offers in August 1st, 2011. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
If you are a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be a meeting at the Caddo Cultural Center on July 6th and 7th where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Caddo Cultural Center on July 6th and 7th. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
Dr. Brad Johnson is a meat scientist at Texas Tech University. He was one of the presenters in recent days at the 64th Reciprocal Meat Conference held at Kansas State University. And fellow broadcaster Eric Atkinson visited with him about his research, which is looking at marbling in beef carcasses. And he says here in the United States, we generally select a balance of muscle and marbling in our animals. And he says that marbling scores really are independent of weight.
We always talk about, now, another 2 or 3 weeks on a pen of cattle, and generally what will happen is we will allow some of those greener cattle to catch up and maybe to express their genetic potential to marble. Those cattle that were already, say, average choice or low choice 3 weeks prior, they don't necessarily go up anymore. And so we allow these other cattle to catch up in a pen. So we're talking about a frequency within a pen. But it's been well established now that more days on feed is probably not going to change the actual, with individual animals, as we increase the weight of those cattle, probably is not going to increase marbling score dramatically. Now, the opposite is really true with the Japanese cattle or the Asian cattle. Those we tend to grow at a very slow rate of gain for very long periods of time, and they tend to keep increasing in marbling as we increase days. So again, hinting there's a genetic difference between those cattle.
And Dr. Johnson talks with us about his long-term goal for this research.
My long-term goal would be to come up with some sort of intervention strategy, either maybe a feed additive or some sort of implant similar to what we administer to cattle for growth enhancement, where the timing may be very critical when we give that. Do we do it early in the feeding period? Do we do it at the last 30 days? With the ultimate goal of being able to turn on marbling, but not make the cattle fatter. As we increase overall fatness in cattle, feed efficiency worsens. And we obviously in today's paradigm, we can't have that with the way the feed costs are. The other interesting thing is, generally as we increase marbling, we increase oleic acid concentration. And independent of all this marbling work, my collaborator Dr. Smith at A&M has done a bunch of work showing the human health benefits of increased oleic acid. So that's probably the ultimate goal is from a beef demand standpoint, if we can show that oleic acid is very heart healthy and positive for human health, and if it's positively correlated to more marbling, that's a win-win situation for the beef cattle industry.
Meat scientist Dr. Brad Johnson from Texas Tech talking about the marbling research that he's been working on behalf of the beef cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network.